Good morning. So I'm Dr. Keila Martin. I'm at DePaul University. I'm just up for tenure this year. Just had my first meeting last week, so I'm kind of a brain freeze right now. But I wanted to talk about a course that I've created at DePaul with adult learners. Last year I came and I spoke about urban dirt badges. I'm not sure if any of you all were here last year. But this is the same course, but different things that I'm doing with the students. I don't want to say department because we're a college, but it's called the School for New Learning, and it's a college for adult students. So we define adult by you have to be at least 24 years of age to be a part of our program. And most of our students are first-time college goers, first in their family to go to college. In the past, our program, the median age was like 40. Definitely that age has gone down now because of the influx of younger students coming into college and undergraduate programs. But our program started in the 70s, and it is a competence-based program. I'm not sure if you guys know what competence-based means, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today specifically. But if you're interested, let me know. We can talk about it. And so my background is soil science, so I teach in the scientific world competency category. And so this course is about soil, something that they would never, ever be introduced to in a setting in Chicago at DePaul University. And so I had to make things relevant for them. And the way to do that was basically social action, civic engagement, service learning, or community-based learning. So I had to be creative, really think hard about what did I want to do with these students so that they will learn about soils, but also have a feeling of advocacy towards soils. So you may know adult students and students in general have a fear of science. 90% of the students that come into my course, their first statement is, I hated science, I hate science, I don't want to do this science. My professor told me I had to do this class because I need this class, so I need this particular competency. So that's a lot to have to deal with at the front end. So I'm really thinking about how can I make this fun, exciting, and also lasting. So here it is. It's called urban dirt. Bad word using dirt, but if I know if I call it urban soils, nobody would register for it. $3,000 for a class is a lot of money to pay for soils when you're a business major or something like that. So I call it dirt. Most people don't read the syllabus, unfortunately, so they think it's something else about music or just some other some other type of course. And I'm like, okay, so you just paid $3,000, you didn't read the syllabus. But you know, just that moment that clicks for them, what we're going to talk about is that awesome moment for me as the instructor. And then the second moment of, ooh, is I have to touch this dirt and actually look at the bugs and things that are in that. And that's a whole nother hurdle to get them through. But in this course, like I said, we don't go for majors. We are what we call focus areas, so students get to design their own learning. And a lot of students don't get that, but I would have loved that opportunity as an undergraduate where I get to design what I want to learn, how I want to learn, how I want to learn and when I want to learn. And that's basically what our program is. You have that direction over your own learning. So in this course, I do a lot of active experimentation. Our courses are 3 hours long, so I have to fill those 3 hours. So it's not just gonna be me talking to them, so it's gonna be a lot of discussion, a lot of hands-on experiments. Active learning is basically what I'm calling it. So one way to think about competency, just to give you a little background on that, is capacity, experience, and assessment. So what can you do at the end of this course? The students actually self-assess their work and they actually do some peer assessments as well once they finish the course. And keeping in mind, our school is on quarters, so our quarters are 11 weeks, so it's a lot happening in those 10 to 11 weeks with these students. One thing that I do is active learning. That has to be a part of this course just to have the students interested for 3 hours. We do several things. I have a friend at the Army Corps of Engineers, which is shown here. We do we build levees in the classroom, and it's just exciting to see the students being able to do things like that because if you know about Chicago, if you're from a place where lots of flooding happens, this is something that's relevant to them. What can I do to protect my home? So we do things like that. And so what can active learning do? It can foster deeper learning, it can increase motivation to learn, and it can also help with social responsibility. I have one, just to talk about one active learning project that I do with the students, I have them create their own soil. We know that's a lot to do. I mean, it takes 1,000 years to make 1 inch of soil, and they know that, but this is just to get them to see what does that really mean? What does it really take to have something that's gonna grow something that I may need to eat at some time in the future? And so they have the whole quarter to do this project. Most of them don't start till week 8, unfortunately. But a lot of students actually do sit and really think about what should I do to create this soil to grow something. And so this is just some pictures of what students have done over the years with creating their own soil. So the civic engagement project. Basically, taking them outside of DePaul campus. I mean, the class is in the Loop, downtown Chicago. Most of them live either in the downtown north side of Chicago. They don't usually go out to the suburbs or where the corn and soybean fields are. I'm about to give them that chance to do that right here with this project. And so I met with this husband and wife team. They've created this place called the Black Oak Center for Sustainable Living. She was a doctor. He was owner of a truck driving company, and they just decided to leave all that behind and move to Pembroke, Illinois, and just live life off the land. And it's just amazing to watch what they have, what they've done so far. Basically, this area is about an hour outside of Chicago. It's very sandy soils. They have lots of land. They actually want to build a community of 25 families to come out there and live. They actually have camps for students to come and learn about sustainable living. They've built their own houses out there, buildings, so they can have training out there. But the one issue that they have is that there are sandy soils out there, and they can't grow a lot of things. And so they asked me, what can we do? And so I, in turn, said, students, come up with something. Let's come up with a solution. And so one of the things that the students have a chance to do, and this is completely voluntarily, is that they have a healthy food hub. And every Saturday is cooperative growing and buying. And they meet in a school, a Chicago public school, in their cafeteria. Several people come together. They bring all types of produce, all types of products. They have seminars just about sustainable living. And so I have, if the students want to, if they want to meet and see what's really happening, they get a chance to go and volunteer if they want. It's completely voluntary. But if you look on the screen, you can see that this is their motto, this is their slogan, this is what they're trying to do. Awesome people, awesome things that they're trying to do, but they're being stilted because they can't really grow a lot of stuff out there on these sandy soils. One thing that, I'm not sure if you know anything about Chicago, but this graphic shows just the issues of food. Food deserts is what they're calling it. If you look at the different ethnicities, the distance to fast food versus the distance to actual supermarkets and produce is really serious. And this is not a lie. I actually live in a community that depicts this. And so hopefully things will change in the future, we're hoping. And this is one thing that students actually have, they understand this is applicable to them. So putting this graph in front of them allows them to see the seriousness of the soil, the food production, and things like that. So Pembroke. Another reason why I brought this in, because I don't know if you guys know any of this information, but with the NAS publication, they show that it's only 1.5% black farmers out there, and their median income is $32,000 versus whites, which is $141,000. I think that's a pretty serious discrepancy. And so putting it out there for the students is also a way to really think about, what can I do? How can I advocate? What can I do for my own life, my own community? And so this area, this Pembroke, Illinois area, was and still is one of the oldest farming communities that have African Americans there. Still there, still very poor. Oprah has even put this in one of her segments in the past, so you may have heard of it then. So it just had a whole bunch of things to it that I knew that the students would be able to find relevancy to it. So some of the solutions that the students came up with, and this is just a few. I've done this about 5 times now, so 5 different courses. A lot of the students come up with, especially the business people, are definitely about fundraising and grants. Well, that's great, but they did that already. They need some real practical solutions. And so some people came up with the raised beds, the hugel culture, biochar. They've actually tried biochar, vermiculture, composting, and green manure. But I have them actually present these solutions to the class in an oral presentation where they're assessed by me and their peers. So why civic engagement? I mean, the literature shows that civic engagement increases enrollments, which most of us at universities probably have poor enrollments or our enrollments are declining. So if you want to bring more students in, if you want to gain student interest, civic engagement is one way. I mean, there are other ways. There's always service learning, which requires a lot of instructor time. And there's also community-based learning, which is also a little more instructor time as well. But either of the three would work, however you see it. You don't necessarily have to follow the solution that they give you in the books, but definitely be as creative as possible. And our students, they're really interested in their community. So this project fit right in with them. And taking them outside that square rectangular box of a classroom, for me, is the best thing that I could have ever done for myself and for them. Because they get a chance to go outside of that one room and actually engage with other people, especially around soils, which is my passion. So whenever that happens, I'm ready to put it out there. This is also one of the tips under high impact practices. You may want to look that up if you want, but I know DePaul will be having a teaching and learning conference on it in May about high impact practices, and there are several of them, but one of them is community-based civic engagement and service learning practices that you can put into your classroom. And so it basically allows people who have social concerns to be able to put those to action. And so that's one of the main things that I wanted to do in this course. So one of the ways that I do assessment is critical reflection. Our school is all about reflection, all about writing. So that's one main part of that, the oral presentation and peer assessment. We also have what, and this is not being funny, it's called the Muddiest Point survey. And it basically gives the student a chance to really write down something that they weren't clear about, that they may want more clarification in the future, and this gives us a chance to have a discussion point at the next meeting. So some of the outcomes of them working with the Black Oak Center is they learn complexity of the soil because they have to do research. They have to investigate the types of soils that are out there and what can grow and what can they do to amend the soil. And they also understand sustainability, and then many students are engaged for change. So transformation. So some of the quotes that students have put out there, most importantly, part of me wanted to see if I would experience science differently this time around as an adult learner. It showed me that it's one thing to know what's right, but it's another thing to totally do what's right. And so that's where I was trying to get these students to go, that, you know, we're thinking about it, we're talking about it, we see it on the news, but what can I do? Give you that moment in time to be able to actually do it. So thank you. I really appreciate your time and attention. If you have questions, let me know. I think I have some time. Thank you.
We have time for a question or two.
Okay.
In about 2 minutes.
Yes, it's called Create Your Own Soil. Sure. So I keep it very open so that the students can use their own creativity. So the assignment basically is given to them in the first week of class to start thinking about how can I create my own soil. I give them some different tips that they can use. So they can use some fruit peels, coffee beans, tea bags. I mean, people have come up with crazy ideas of creating their own soil. So it's really about using the scientific method as well. So at the background of that, the backdrop of that is using the scientific method to create this experiment. So what students do, they have a control. So I tell them get either some soil from their backyard, or if they want to use a potting soil, that's up to them, and then have different variables. So that's up to them. I've had students do things outside because some students actually live in areas where they have a huge yard, so they're able to do things outside. And most students live in apartments, so they actually have these cups or different planters that they will put in a window to do their experiment. And so my thinking is just, what does it take to create soil? What is all involved in the soil to make this particular, whatever they're trying to grow? And that's another thing, you know, some students try to grow things that are never grow in the conditions of their home, so I have to tell them to really think about, okay, so what are the conditions in your environment that's going to help this seed grow? So a lot of students try to grow things that are just, in my mind, impossible, and they feel like, oh my God, I failed, and that's not the whole point, because we know science is a circular situation, and the whole point is to think about what you did wrong or what you did that didn't work, what can you do the next time to make it right? So that's all about that part, but also about soil. So learning the dynamics of soil. So that's the whole purpose of that particular assignment.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry. Thank you.